Welcome to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries, Dunedin, Florida, and around the globe. Join us today as we talk about real life, real truth, real purpose, and how to be living the good life. To begin our talk, here is Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Praise God. Welcome, everybody. This is a new day, Sunday afternoon, and we're excited that you have joined us today for Living the Good Life. We are going to talk to you today about some ways that you can be living better than you are right now. You say, well, I'm sure there are areas in my life that could improve. Good. I'm glad you agree with that. In the studio with me today, Cricket, how are you?
I'm doing awesome as always.
Oh, you just love being on the air, don't you?
I do.
You are such a talker. Wow. Kristen, how are you today?
I am great. I had a wonderful, wonderful Sunday so far.
Oh, absolutely. We had the power of God show up at church again. I guess he just loves to do that, doesn't he?
I think so.
We're excited about today's show. We're going to talk about some things that drag you down on a continual basis. We're going to talk about what you can do about that. We're going to talk about just exciting ways that God says in his word that he can help us with our daily struggles. Do you have a comment on that?
I'm excited about today's topic because we're talking about habits, addictions, and don't tune out because you're thinking, well, I'm not addicted to drugs or I'm not an alcoholic. Habits and addictions come in a huge array of the spectrum. So don't tune us out. Stick with us because we're going to talk about everything from dieting to reading your Bible on a daily basis and even more. And we're going to just give some practical things through God's word of encouragement of how we can be an overcomer. You know, aren't you tired of putting those stakes in the ground? We do that a lot at Beacon of Hope. We put stakes in the ground. We go up to the front of the church and we say, we're going to do this from now on. God is calling me. He's convicted me. I know that this is the right thing to do. And we put that stake in the ground. But a couple weeks later, why do we fall back? We're going to talk about that some more in a few.
We're going to talk about why we fall back.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about what we can do about it.
Yes.
Do you have a comment to that, Kristen? Are you excited about this today?
I am. I'm excited to take some of the struggles that I've had in the past and use them for some good today.
Praise God. Yeah. All right. Stick with us. It's going to be a great time here together. We're excited and we're glad that you have joined us today. We always love having this time with you every Sunday afternoon at this time. Praise God.
Beacon of Hope is a place designed with you in mind. That means we don't expect you to look or act a certain way. We want you to feel comfortable and infected each week through great music, authentic community, and relevant teaching. Sunday morning dress is casual and the coffee is always hot. Beacon of Hope welcomes all people, all origins, backgrounds, lifestyles, and circumstances. You'll meet people just like you. Beacon of Hope is located at 1812 Main Street, Dunedin, Florida. Check us out on the web at www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Come and experience with us at Compass Wednesday evenings at 7 and every Sunday morning, now beginning at 11. Find the true direction and meaning you've been looking for in your life.
We're glad you're here with us on Living the Good Life today. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister. We're excited about this topic today because we believe it gets right down to where we live every day. Because it would be wonderful to think that we all live a victorious Christian life every day. We never have hassles and we never have problems. We never struggle with anything. You never struggle with anything, do you, Cricket or Kristen?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, that's after I die and go to heaven.
Okay. All right. After you die and go to heaven, you won't be struggling
that's
anymore.
Right.
But right now in this earthly life we live, we all have issues. We all have habits. We all have perhaps addictions to things that just seem to control us instead of us being able to control that issue. Mm-hmm. And today we really want to talk about this. In the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about praise and praising God and the fact that the praising of God changes our circumstances. We've talked about it in detail for the last 2 weeks. And it's our circumstances a lot of times that try to control us instead of us control them. So as we learn how to break free from this, and as we learn the power and praise, we need to know today, everybody out there needs to know, Satan's already defeated. Yes. He is already defeated, and we're going to learn how to defeat him more on a daily, continual basis.
Yes, and praise is a big part of that.
Yes.
Praise is like, praise and worship is like the key to unlocking the lock.
Amen.
On the prison that you sometimes get yourself into.
That's right.
That Satan can kind of back you into that prison corner. And by praising and worshiping God on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis sometimes,
yes,
depending on how that Tuesday's going along.
Right.
It will just snap open the prison door just like it did,
yes,
for Paul and Silas,
yes,
in Corinthians.
Acts 16.
Sorry.
There,
oops,
you go.
Acts, that's right. And this topic is just, well, it's close to my heart because I've dealt with addictions and habits, bad habits, for a long time. I'm 36 years old. I picked up a few bad habits and addictive behaviors as I've gone along. Anything from dieting and exercising to reading my Bible on a regular basis to all kinds of nonsense. And I'm sure everybody out there can relate to a certain...
So reading your Bible on a daily basis is a bad addiction?
No. Oh. Struggling not to accomplish.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to clarify there.
We're glad you clarified that. Not
someone's
reading
got their
it on
ears
a daily
on today.
Basis. Yeah, she's got her ears,
right,
and her earphones on.
Yeah, that's,
praise,
right,
God. Mm-hmm. Because we all struggle with those kinds of things.
Yes,
so we drive, like you said earlier, we drive the stake in the ground. Mm-hmm. We say, okay, from now on, mm-hmm, I'm going to walk every day,
yep,
for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should see this new chart I have in my office that I started August the 1st. And don't look at it right now for August.
Are there no marks on it?
But maybe, yeah, maybe you can look at it in September. Because it has to do with walking every day. It has to do with all these different things I'm determined to do. Kristen, does this hit you at all?
Of course it does. It does. I probably look at myself as somebody who I can get a little bit obsessive about something or addicted. You know, if I know I've talked several times in the past that I've been an avoider of situations. And so I,
okay,
always find something else to fill that time with, whether,
oh,
it's a, you know, there's been times in my life I've been addicted to Tetris, the computer game, where,
oh, okay,
I would just sit and play that game over and over and over again, because then I didn't have to face anything else in life. So I have certainly had a pattern in my life where I have found other things to shove into
holes.
Don't
you think a lot of people do have addictions to either TV or,
yeah,
computers? We're not against those things, dear,
yeah,
listening audience. We're not preaching against them.
Nope.
It's whether or not it is first place in your life.
That's right.
It's whether or not it takes priority over your time with God. That's what we want to talk about,
right,
today. We want to talk about how praising God and really knowing Him can loose you,
yes,
from those things that occupy your time that really shouldn't occupy,
right,
that much of,
yes,
your time.
That,
we're not saying it's terrible to watch TV, because,
mm-hmm,
I've got some great TV shows that I like
Tetris
to watch, like football.
Or pay,
yeah,
play Tetris.
Yes. I don't even know what that is.
So, Kristen, those of you addicted to Tetris, Kristen's going to really help you,
yeah,
today.
She's gonna help
been, breaking the bind
it's
of
been years
Tetris
since
in
I've
your
played
life.
That now. But, you know, but it is those simple things that we,
right,
get in the habit to in,
yes,
our life. We get in a habit of doing, mm-hmm, something, or we have a true addiction to, you know, if they're pills or drugs or there's,
there are probably people listening today that do,
absolutely,
have addictions to alcohol and drugs.
That's right.
And
pornography
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That,
so, and what, yeah, we're going to talk about today, it's going to address all of those.
Absolutely.
It's going to address all of those, because no matter what it is in our life that has our attention, our attention should be on God. And there are ways that God has to help us overcome those. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right.
And so often, go on.
I was just going to say, well, all addictions start with emotional pain. And we kind of have to dig around. And you said, I'm not going to put these words in your mouth, but you just a moment ago said you've been an avoider in the past and whatnot. So there's emotional pain that has caused you to turn away from certain circumstances, whatever that emotion stirred in you, to make you want to focus on Tetris or Sudoku or things like that.
You got it. Guys, I can't relate to this conversation.
They're stupid little games.
Stupid
that's
little
all
games,
there.
Okay.
But
dating me terribly.
We have to deal with the emotional,
yes,
pain in our lives,
yes,
and we've talked about that a lot on Living the Good Life. And we have to kind of, I'm not a big proponent of saying that we have to dig down to the core psychologically and take ourselves apart and put our mental selves back together, but we do have to address the emotional pain in our lives. We have to,
right,
identify it to overcome it.
Right.
And most people don't get addicted to drugs unless there's something pushing them to want to escape
exactly.
from the reality they're in.
Absolutely.
Same with alcoholism. Same with pornography. Same with watching television endlessly.
Right.
Same with overeating. Same
right.
with shutting off the outside world and staying inside all the
exactly.
time. All kinds of different things do that. So
all these things are actually things we do mm-hmm. to avoid
absolutely
the real issue
yes.
in our life.
Well, they're also things that we do because we find some fulfillment in it, or
right.
it feels good, or it's we're trying most of the time to fill a void.
Right.
And there's a void that we're trying to fill.
Exactly.
And that's what that addiction is. And it's a lie. It's a
right.
lie that that's
mm-hmm.
going to fulfill something, but that's what an addiction is.
Exactly.
It's this wonderful lie that, oh, this is going to be wonderful. It's going to make me feel fulfilled. I'm going to be better because of this.
But normally what happens is you just get into a rut of doing that same thing over and over
mm-hmm.
again and trying your best to find some kind of a high from it,
exactly.
whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to be delivered? Is it possible to be delivered from the things that would absolutely bring us down? Is it possible? Is there good news for our listening
yes.
audience out there today?
Yes,
is
yes,
Jesus
yes.
the deliverer?
Absolutely.
Can he set you free from things that have bound you for a long time?
Let's see. Yes.
Absolutely.
He certainly can. And
he can, and he wants to.
And he wants to. And I think
today.
And I think that people are going to hear some stories today
yes.
about things that of in people's life that have been, they've been delivered from.
Amen.
To give you some hope.
Amen.
That your life can change. It's not going to stay the same as it is today.
Absolutely.
That you can make a choice to trust in God and your life can change. So stay tuned for that hopeful message that's mm-hmm. going to come for us.
Don't you dare leave this radio station right now. Deliver me, oh God, deliver me.
You're listening to Living the Good Life, a broadcast of Beacon of Hope Ministries on Tantalk 1340.
Deliver me out of the sadness, deliver me from all of the madness. Deliver me, courage to guide me. Inside me, all of my life I've been in hiding, wishing there was someone just like you. Now that you're here, now that I've found you, I know you're the one to pull me through. Deliver me, loving and caring. Deliver me, giving and sharing. Deliver me, this cross that I'm bearing. All of my life I've been in hiding, wishing there was someone just like you. Now that you're here, now that I've found you, I know that you're the one to pull me through. All of my life I've been in hiding, you're here. Now that I've found you, I know that you're the one to pull me through. Oh, deliver me. Oh, deliver me. Pull me through.
Praise God. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. Deliver me, God, from whatever it is that causes me such anguish. And there, all of us go through these things. I was just studying a verse a few moments ago in 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, and we're glad you've joined us today. This is Beacon of Hope Ministries, Living the Good Life with Pastor Marcia McAllister, every Sunday live on this station at 4:30, and we're glad you're with us. Tell a friend about it and join us. If you have a pen and paper there, write down this verse. This verse will really help you. It's 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. And in the New American Standard, it says that the Son of Man, which is Jesus, came to destroy the works of the devil, to undo the works of the devil. In the Message Bible, 1 John 3:8 says, the Son of God entered the scene to abolish the devil's ways, okay? Satan is all the time trying to destroy us, dear ones. He's got a reason. He's got an agenda. He does not want you to praise God. He doesn't want you to trust God. He doesn't want you to be delivered from the things that have bound you up for so long. Satan does not want you to live a victorious Christian life. His agenda is to bring you down every single day, to cause you to be entangled with things that would keep your focus off of God. Because the true victory in our lives comes when we focus on God, when we begin to praise Him, when we begin to put Him first place in our attention, when we begin to go through our day saying, God, help me with this right now. I'm having a problem here. I've got this struggle in my life. God, I'm going to praise you that you have the answer for that struggle. Deliver me, as you just heard in that song. Deliver me, God, from the junk in my life that I need to be set free from. Go with me to Romans chapter 7. I love this passage of scripture. So we just established that Jesus came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus is working right now. I love the fact that song went into Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. That's an old hymn of the church, because the only answer to being set free from the junk in our lives is Jesus, dear friend, Jesus. And if you're sitting someplace right now, driving down the road or sitting in your home, you can say that with me. Say Jesus with me. Jesus, because he's the answer to whatever it is you're going through. Paul was a great teacher of the word. Paul wrote so many of the books of the New Testament. And I find Romans chapter 7 extremely interesting because Paul is known as the first real missionary of the early church. And he established churches. He was victorious in so many ways. We see so many miracles through the hands of Paul. Yet in Romans chapter 7, starting about verse 15, Paul starts talking about his agony with the things that drag him down. Listen to this from the Message Bible. I know that all God's commands are spiritual, but I'm not. This is Paul talking. He says, you know what? I'm not as spiritual as I need to be. Isn't this also your experience? He says, yes, I'm full of myself. Sometimes we feel like we're just full of ourselves instead of full of God, right? And he says, after all, I've spent a long time in sin's prison. We have all been doing these habits, these addictions, these things that drag us down. We've been doing them for a real long time, haven't we? Paul says, I've been in this prison of sin in my life for a very long time. He says, what I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way. You know, I make up our mind. Cricket mentioned a minute ago, drive the stake in the ground. I determined, okay, every day I am going to read my Bible. I'm going to get up and I'm going to read my Bible. And then you get up the next day and something happens, a phone rings and you get into a lengthy conversation with somebody. And you like the day goes on and you get to the end of the day, you go, oh, I never even opened my Bible. And it's not that you wanted to avoid your Bible and time with God, but other things got in the way. And Paul says, I understand that the things I really don't want to do, sometimes I end up doing. He says here in these verses, what I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way, but then I act another, doing things I absolutely despise. So if I can't be trusted to figure out what is best for myself and then do it, it becomes obvious that God's command is necessary. But I need something more. Okay, Paul is acknowledging that in himself, in his own strength, in his own flesh, he can't live this Christian life the way he needs to live it. He's got too many issues. He's got too many things that distract him. Did you know that I really think one of the it's not a definition, but I'm going to say it is right now for our purposes. One of the definitions for addictions is something that distracts you, takes you away from the presence of God, something that takes you to another place where you are not in tune with his spirit in your life, where you are not centered and focused on him. It's a distraction. It's an addiction, a habit that keeps you from doing what you know to do. And Paul so eloquently, if I could say it here, it's easy for you to say, Romans 7 says, you know, if I know the law, I know what I need to be doing, but there is this power of sin in me. And he says here in verse 17 of Romans 7, it sabotages my best intentions. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever gotten up and said, today I'm going to really live for God. I'm going to spend time, quality time in his word. I'm going to talk to people about my faith. I am going to pray more today. I'm going to praise God when I'm in my car, whatever the case may be. And he says that the junk in our lives tends to sabotage us from our very best intentions. And Paul says, I obviously need help. Now, guys, if the great apostle Paul needs help, how much more me? How much more you needs help? I realize I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. There it is. There are things in our lives that overpower us, that try their best to get our attention. Let's say that your problem is alcohol, okay? And you determine, you get up in the morning and you say, okay, tonight when 5 o'clock hits, I'm not having that first drink. I'm just not going to go there. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get in the word. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, during the day, something ugly happens to you. Somebody says something nasty. You get discouraged. You get down. And it come 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whenever the alcohol, that real need for it, that real, you know, that compulsion hits you. You say, no, you know, I've had too bad of a day. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to start tomorrow getting rid of that dependency. Okay. Or maybe it's pornography on the internet and you say, today, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. I am going to open my Bible. I'm going to call a friend for help if I need help, whatever. But the thing, whatever that thing is, takes control instead of God in your life. Paul says, you know what? I'm like that. I've been like that. I understand it. I realize I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. I decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions. Something has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. And it's predictable. It happens. And Paul goes on to say, I've tried everything and nothing helps. I'm down in verse 24 of Romans 7. I'm at the end of my rope. Some of you out there today may feel like you're at the end of your rope with a drug addiction or with a pornography addiction or with just a lazy addiction, never getting out of bed. Some of you out there may feel like you have such purposelessness. You have no reason for being here on this planet. God doesn't have a plan for you. You're at the end of your rope. And Paul says, there is no one There is no one who can do anything for me. Is there no one? These are the real questions. But I love verse 25 of Romans 7. Cricket and Kristen, get ready, because we are going to talk about this in just a minute, because we are going to talk about the fact that there is an answer. And it is found in Romans 7, verse 25. And Paul says the answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does have the answer. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Jesus has an answer. We have presented the problem right now. Now we're going to talk about the answer, and we're going to talk about our struggles in this area because we all have them. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Living the good life.
Broadcasting live from Dave and Lola's Radio World, AM 1340, WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and AM 1350, WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel. Listen.
Do you wonder if the Bible has anything in it that truly matters to your life? Wednesday nights at Beacon of Hope's Compass Group, we experience that God's Word is in real time, answers that help us today. Beacon of Hope is a progressive and affirming church, a community committed to seeing God's plans unfold in our lives. We believe more than ever that it's important for people to come together to look at the relevant, positive, and empowering Word of God. If you want to find out more about your purpose, if you're looking for a positive place to hang out and learn about a brighter future, if you have a desire for experiencing truth and hope in your life, come and join us at Compass every Wednesday night at 7. You can visit us on Sunday mornings, now beginning at 11. Find out more at www.beaconofhopeministries.com. You are welcome in this place. We're going to dance
in the river. Praise God. We love to dance in the river of God's love, don't we? In His peace. Oh,
yes.
My. Well, we've presented quite a problem here today, haven't we?
Well, we have. Well, we've gotten ourselves into it, so.
Yes, all right. So we've got to have some answers for those people out there listening today,
yes,
because we all understand that there are things we do each day that we really don't want to do.
That's right.
That we are bound up by. We are bound up by those things.
I think Paul just gave us that first step. And
all right.
I've not gone to many Al-Anon meetings, but I've been to one.
I have. I've been to many.
I think this kind of sounds like that first step. But
yes.
It says Paul acknowledges that he can't do it in his own strength.
That's right.
And isn't that something?
That is the
admit
first step.
That there's something that I can't do on my own, right?
Yes.
That there's a problem.
Amen.
Right.
That is step one.
We admit that there's
a
problem,
there's
right?
There's a problem.
So to acknowledge that he can't do it on his own.
Right. And to understand, you know, the devil is constantly coming against us is very important to realize.
Amen.
It helps us not completely beat ourselves up, but we do have to take responsibility because we are equipped to fight it. I mean, I love that you started with 1 John 3:8. Jesus came to abolish the devil's ways.
Yes.
You know, Satan is very limited in his ability here on this earth. For
Amen.
As much chaos as he seems to cause, he really only has a couple of things that he can do, but he's very cunning.
Mm-hmm.
He's very crafty.
Yes, he is.
And he never sleeps.
Right.
So he's always working his little game.
Right.
But, you know, he can't flood the world with beasts and monsters to eat everybody up. He'd do that if he could.
Right.
I mean, there'd be all kinds of horrible monsters running around eating people left and right on every street corner if he could.
What a terrible visual image.
It would. It would be horrible, wouldn't it?
She's good at those.
But that just proves, because he's all about evil, and we know
right.
that.
Exactly.
He would do horrendous things, but he cannot do those types of things.
Right.
But what he can do is he can attack us into our emotions.
Exactly.
And he can attack the emotions of others that are around us,
exactly,
which then humans then come into the equation of causing chaos in our lives. But we can take control,
amen,
by the strength that God gives us, not by our own strength, because mm-hmm. whenever I try on my own, boy, things just get really flubbered up.
Right.
But through God's strength, he
yes.
strengthens us to be able to start deciphering those circumstances and realizing the truth that's happening there
mm-hmm.
and help us to maintain ourselves, help us not to enter into more drama and chaos, and center ourselves in his word and
exactly.
in who he is and his character.
So there's answers here for
absolutely.
These dear listeners, for all of us
absolutely.
Today. What do you think about that, Kristen?
Well, you know, I'm going back to what we started talking about at the beginning, that we look at our addictions, but we need to get our eyes on what We are supposed to be filling with. And I don't know how many people out there that are listening have a relationship with Christ or not, but, and maybe you're sitting there going, I just want to have a happy life. I just want to have happiness in my life. I don't want to feel the way that I'm feeling right now. And, but the whole point of this is that, that these addictions that we get into, these habits, and we all have been there. We've all have at some point had something in our life, even Paul, that has gotten us down, that has gotten us trapped up in something. And the whole idea is that we need to figure out how to have our eyes and our focus and our attention on our God, because that's Amen. Where true fulfillment and joy is. Right. So that's the, mm-hmm. at least I want to put that out there, that that's the purpose of this. That's exactly. the purpose, to figure out why not to have this addiction. Why should I give this up? Because quite honestly, you know what? It brings pleasure. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever that addiction is, it brings me some sort of pleasure.
Right.
Otherwise I wouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. Even if it's harmful to me,
Escape.
Even if it's mm-hmm. killing my life, even if it's hurting my family, even if it's stunting all my growth and my possibility in life, it's some sort of pleasure. So we've got to decide, we've got to have a reason to decide to change.
Amen.
And that reason is that there is a better life out mm-hmm. there. There is true peace. I mean, we throw around that word peace, and I don't know if people really know what it is until you've experienced it. I don't think I really had truly experienced it until, you know, in the last few years of my life that I really can say, oh, I have felt God's peace come upon
exactly.
me. I have felt that in my life. And if you don't know what that is, but you know you've got a yearning inside just to have peace in your life.
That's
just
right.
to have
it's
harmony.
The opposite of that mm-hmm. chaos and that yeah. agitation. Mm-hmm. You know how you feel when you're all upset. Mm-hmm. And if it's, let's say you're upset because you want to give up that addiction, whatever it is, you want to let that thing go, but it's so strong. The pull mm-hmm. is so strong on mm-hmm. you. And so there's that tug of war going on the inside. Did you ever play tug of war as a kid?
Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. You know, where you got so many kids on one mm-hmm. side, so many kids on the other, and everybody's looking to, I'm picking teams and I want the strongest kid because we're going to pull hard.
Right.
Well, the addiction pulls on us so mm. strong. The mm-hmm. habit, the desire to do our own thing pulls on us so hard.
That's right.
But dear one, there is hope today, because God is sending his word, and the word says in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed you and delivered you from all your destructions. That is a rhema word out there for all of you today, and all of us. Psalm mm-hmm. 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed me and delivered me from all my destructions.
That's right.
And these things are destructions.
Yes, they
destroy
are.
Us.
Well, and Kristen just mentioned they're very pleasureful. The addictions that we have, and that's why they're so easy to distract us from reality, and they help
exactly.
us escape
yes.
from whatever circumstance we want. But I think it's important to also point out that, and I've never been a drug addict, but I have been addicted to other things, and I know that in my addictive behaviors, the first starting of that addiction to form was very high and very fulfilling.
Right.
But the more that I do it, the less it gets, and the harder I have to try to get that same fulfillment that I can remember back when
they say
I
that
first
about
started.
Drugs,
yes.
Don't they?
Yeah, I yeah. think there's some information on methamphetamines, for example, how the dopamine is released when you do the drug, and this and that happens, and it gives a euphoric, super pleasureful, super surge
exactly.
through your body. And the most best high you can get is the very first time you try it.
Right.
Every time after that, it lessens and lessens and lessens.
Exactly.
And these poor precious hearts that are chasing after that high get deeper and deeper and deeper, never getting that same high again.
Exactly.
But they are so starving for it, but you never get there.
But rather, you never get there.
Rather, that is a methamphetamine or an alcoholism or a Tetris addiction or television addiction. Television is never as good as it was when you really started first forming it. Then all of a sudden you're realizing there's nothing on. I'm flipping.
Yeah.
I can't find anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, the pleasure lessens itself.
Exactly.
And it's because we are designed to have our pleasure in God.
Exactly.
We are designed for that.
Made.
We are not designed to get our pleasure from cocaine, marijuana, alcohol, television, any other gambling, whatever our addiction might be, food.
Let's talk about this pain and pleasure thing for a second, because that really is what drives us. For some
mm-hmm.
reason,
yes.
God kind of set us up this way.
Right.
That we have pain in our life and we have pleasure.
Okay.
And we sometimes get things linked up wrong.
Okay.
If we're not doing something, if we're not doing something that is good for us or that in the long run would bring pain or pleasure to us and bring goodness into our life, it's because we have some pain linked up with that. Like, Right. Let's use working out for an example. That's always an easy one. Is it painful to work out at first? Yes.
Yes.
Does it bring you health? Does it give you more energy? I mean, if you've ever gone through a time of
Absolutely.
Life that you've worked out consistently, which I know mm-hmm. I have gone through those times, and this week I'm going through the starting over again pain.
Me too.
I've done it 5 days in a row. Yay!
Oh, good for
so,
you.
Yes, I know.
Congratulations.
But, thank you. For those months that I hadn't been working out, it
right.
was because all I had linked up in my head was the pain of getting on
That's
that elliptical
point.
Machine.
Ugh.
But once I decided, you know what, it's going to feel better to be fit and to have energy. And,
exactly.
And I'm going to go through this hard part so that I can feel that goodness. And once I changed that link in my head, then I made a decision and I did it. But I think we oftentimes get that linked up incorrectly
I like that.
With God.
Yes.
We look at our relationship with God, or sometimes we've done this, or people have done this, or I've done this, I know, at some points in my life where I've said, okay, I want to have a close relationship with God, but that means that I need to change my life, give up this, do this, quit my addictions, you know, whatever. I've got to change
right.
everything about myself. And that's not what it's about.
Right.
It's not about the pain of what we need to associate this relationship with God with the pleasure, and the pleasure of being in His grace and receiving His mercy and feeling
peace.
His peace,
yes.
feeling
yes.
His peace of mm-hmm. knowing I have a reason in life.
Yes.
I have eternal life.
Amen.
There is a plan for my life. There's a reason I'm here. I can be happy. I can make somebody else happy.
Amen.
I can be what I'm supposed to be.
Yep. You mean that there really can be a wonderful life there every day where you're not the victim or not the slave, let's put it that way,
yeah.
not the slave of something that dominates you, but that you have free will and choice and that you can absolutely live in a place of peace and contentment?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But as Kristen stated, and as Romans 7, let's see, somewhere between 15 and 25, where Paul acknowledges that he cannot do it on his own.
There you go.
We must admit this.
Right.
We must lean on Jesus.
Right.
That is really the first step of this whole accomplishing, to get out of those habits and get out of those addictions. Because if we don't acknowledge that, we're going to continue doing the same nonsense
right.
of saying, oh, I'm going to try again. Okay, you know, just like New Year's resolutions. You know, every January people, I bet you there's more Bally's Fitness membership sold in January than any other, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I think there's statistics
yeah.
on that. And more people will jump on that in January because that's when you make resolutions.
Right.
And people are in the springtime, people are doing it again because they want to get into their swimsuits for summer
right,
here
exactly.
in Florida. That's a pretty important thing, to be prepared for summer. And you put that stake in the ground and it all falls apart because you tried again.
Right.
And not long ago, I heard on the radio someone talking about trying versus training. And it really clicked in my mind how important that those two words shouldn't be the same. And we define them the same a lot. We'll say we're going to try again. We're going to try reading our Bible on a daily basis. We're going to try giving
Good
up
point.
That addiction. And we go right into failing
mm-hmm.
because we try and we expect it to fit perfectly, don't we? I know whenever I tell myself I'm going to try, my mentality is I'm going to try. Like if I was going to learn to juggle, I'm going to try juggling. Yeah, I'm just
okay.
going to use that because you have to have some talent to juggle, I think.
I would
but
imagine.
When I can juggle to a certain degree.
Can you?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a natural
you
ability.
See this someday.
I'll
okay.
have to show you. And I said I'm going to try juggling.
Okay.
And I tried it, and I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I could imagine that. I just picked up three balls or three oranges, I think is what I practiced with.
All right.
And I couldn't do it. Why? Because I just simply tried. I wasn't training. I didn't learn how.
Okay.
I didn't try. Well,
Great.
A couple days went by and I decided, okay, I'm gonna try again, but with more of a training mentality. It took me a while. I'm a slow learner here. And eventually I got to a mindset where I'm going to train myself. And I actually juggled for about a year on and off when I'd get in trouble with my softball coaches and whatnot because I'd be over there juggling softballs and not paying attention. But to say the least, I took a training
that.
Mentality with this.
Okay.
And I can juggle now.
Okay.
Because I didn't just try and give up because it didn't, you know, it never works when we just try.
Right.
things happen. Tuesday comes and your whole plan of reading the Bible falls apart.
Right.
Because that phone call comes in,
exactly,
or whatnot. And we have to train ourselves, mm-hmm, to do these things. You can't,
right,
just try half-heartedly. You have to train. People that play sports start playing.
They train.
They play basketball or run track and
they
football.
Sure do.
Junior high, they start. Those that go out and try the sport probably aren't there on the senior varsity squad,
right,
when graduation rolls around. Those that trained through those years are there, perhaps going into college to continue,
great,
that sport.
Point. So
we've
got
to have that same mentality with our walk with Jesus.
So what is the difference in the mentality? The difference is that it's, I'm going to pick it up again tomorrow. Even if I don't succeed today, I'm going to pick it up tomorrow again. I'm going to just try it again. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. I'm going to try it one more time tomorrow. I'm just going to, every day.
That's right.
How can I improve it today? What can I do different to improve it, to do it a little bit better? It's continually trying to get better, but with the, accepting that there's going to be setbacks, accepting,
mm-hmm,
that, oh, I might have missed this day, mm-hmm, but I'm going to do it the next day anyway. It's that continually, it's not a, I'm going to try it, and if it doesn't work out, I quit.
Right.
That's kind of like a scapegoat. Go. But if you say, I'm going to train to do something, you continue until you become an expert.
That's right.
When you're training for something, you continue to go and until you have graduated, right? You go,
mm-hmm,
to college to become an architect, and you don't go the first couple of days and then not come back and then you graduate. You train every day. You go to classes and you learn and you,
exactly,
study and you become better at it and you gain more skills and then you get deeper into it and deeper subjects and you start to understand more things about it. And pretty soon those things that at the beginning that you had a really hard time grasping, now they're second nature, they're first nature, they're natural to you because you know them, because you've done it so much and you've applied it at a deeper level, and you begin and you continually and you grow, and
praise,
that's how
God,
life is supposed,
that's
to,
right,
go.
But you're talking about,
yeah,
determination here.
Yes, I have a story that
go
I think fits
it,
this very well.
All right.
There was a young boy that was a freshman in high school.
Okay.
He comes in his front door running with his books, goes up to his room, slams his door shut, throws his books on the bed, face into the pillow. Mom hears the chaos and goes upstairs to find out what happened with her son today. She goes and she opens the door. Her son's crying. She says, what's wrong? I didn't make the team. I'm too small. I wasn't good enough. They cut me.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman, basketball, young man, devastated because,
right,
he couldn't make the team. His mother tells him, well, you can cry in your pillow and give up, or you can get up and try out again next year.
Right.
Prepare between now and the next tryouts. So he decided to do that.
And she actually said, it's not the size of the player in the game, it's the size of the game in
the player.
Player.
There,
oh,
we go.
That's,
thank you.
Great.
That's why I married her. That's exactly why I married her, for knowing these things. And he did just that. That clicked with him, that,
right,
saying that she said to him.
Right.
So he went out and he practiced. Every morning, every night, he would play basketball in the morning, practicing, running drills himself, practicing,
wow,
practicing. The next year comes, goes to school, does the tryout, comes home. He made the team.
Fantastic.
He trained. This same man who did that, because now he's a man, this is a real person, this is a real story, and a real quote by his mother, is Michael Jordan. He was cut as,
wow,
a freshman at his high school. He is the most memorable basketball player I think anybody on this planet
story.
Knows. And,
right,
he was cut as a freshman.
Right.
This man that makes it look like he came out of the womb with a basketball under his arm.
Right.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He got cut as a freshman.
Oh,
he
that,
had to,
oh, that's
train.
That's a great story.
And that's just I love sport analogies. Most people are like, oh, great, another sport analogy, but I love them because they,
yeah,
just drive the point home. He had to train.
Exactly.
We have to train to walk side by side with our Lord.
Okay.
We have to train to overcome these things that bind us up and chain us. And the key is Jesus can unchain.
Amen.
And then we can rely on his strength.
To
but
get
we
us
have
through
to it. Have that training mentality that if we fall down, we get back up. And we're going to fall down. Paul said it over and over. Why do I do what I hate and not what I love?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I, it over and over, he goes on and on. He really pours his heart out over,
sure,
and over,
does,
and over. Why am I such a fool?
Yeah.
You know, and he has this whole thing about inside conspiring against him whenever he wants to do good. And it, before you know it, he's back in sin.
Right.
You know, it isn't that the same for all of us?
Absolutely.
You have to train to overcome.
Well, when you talk about this, it really does remind me of AA and Al-Anon.
Right.
And I've spent years going to Al-Anon. And I've known a lot of people that have been addicts in the area of alcohol or drugs. And I can tell you that they say the best way to really get over the situation and really get to the other side of it is to do 90 meetings in 90 days.
Mm.
That's something they always recommend. That is like one meeting a day. That's not one meeting a week. or one meeting a year. Oh, yeah, let me go to an AA meeting. I've got an alcohol problem. I'll go to an, yeah, a 90 years. Okay. It is 90 meetings in 90 days. You hear that prescribed when the in the area of addictions. Now, that is consistency. Now, I've heard for years that in order to change a habit, you got to do something for 21 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Okay. But Al-Anon and AA say, you know, 90 meetings, 90 days, you stay consistent every day, you determine, you get up that day, and if you mess up, you get up and you go to a meeting. I mean, that they're strong about that. Mm-hmm. And I believe in that program because of the consistency and the determination.
You know,
very important.
Cricket, you started talking about resolutions, New Year's resolutions earlier, and you're talking about this every day. And I just want to remind everybody that when Pastor Marcia McAllister opened up this radio broadcast today, the first thing she said is, it's a new day.
Amen.
And that's exactly what today is. Today is a new day where you can say, okay, I can put this down at God's feet. Yes. I am going to ask you, Jesus, to break those chains. And I just want
everybody
who's listening to know that we have already prayed for you.
Yes,
we've already prayed that your chains would be broken as of today.
Yes.
And all you have to do is ask. All you have to do is ask Jesus to break those chains for you. And he is there ready to do it. He's already done it, in fact.
Amen.
He has already done it, in fact. And you just need to reach out to him. And he's going to meet you exactly where you are. You don't have to change anything before you go ask him. You don't have to change anything about what you're doing right this. You just need to ask him right where you're at right now, and he'll start at this very moment where you're at. You don't have to change your clothes. You don't have to change your hair. You know what I'm saying? You go to God where you're at right now, and he starts to change it.
Yes. Amen. His strength is perfect. Listen to this song, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Living the Good Life at Beacon of Hope Ministries.
Through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I wonder what he can do through me. There's no great success to show, no glory on my own, but in my is there to let me know that his strength is perfect when our strength is gone, and he'll carry us when we can't carry.
His strength is
Praise God. His strength is perfect. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Dunedin, Florida, and around the globe. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister today talking with you. And we are sharing about habits, addictions, problems in our lives that tend to try to dominate us. And we want to give you hope, and we have been, I believe. And as that song started, His strength is perfect. It starts out, I can do all things. I can do all things. And I think a lot of times we get a mentality that we cannot overcome this thing in our life. Whatever it is, that it is stronger than we are. Dear one, I am here today, and Cricket and Kristen are here with me in the studio, and we are here to bust that lie of the enemy wide open, because you can do anything that you put your mind to. You can be, I always told my kids that as they were growing up, my three children, I said, you can be anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. It is all up to you. It is up to you. And dear friend listening today, you can overcome the addiction in your life, whatever that is, the habit that is driving you down and discouraging you. Maybe it's depression. Maybe you're addicted to feeling sorry for yourself. Maybe it's self-pity. And it says here in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How do you overcome an addiction? How do you overcome a habit? You do it one day at a time. My mother said to me, they're living with me and I love it. And yesterday she said something about, we were talking about eating this big meatloaf. I mean, because it was huge. And she said, you know how you eat an elephant, don't you? And I said, no, what are you meaning? And she says, you eat an elephant one bite at a time, and that's how you're going to get through all that meatloaf. And let me tell you, guys, you get through these issues in your life one day at a time, one moment at a time, one bite at a time, and you fight it when the temptation comes, and you say, wait a minute, I know there's a scripture that I can stand on. And guys, if this is the only thing you hear today, only one scripture, write it down. It's Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the Message Bible, it says this. Listen to this. I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Wow. Praise God. No matter what it is you're going through, no matter how bound up you feel that you are right now, I have good news for you today. Jesus Christ, the name above every name, Jesus wants to set you free. There's somebody out there right now who is struggling with prescription drugs. It is something that haunts you day and night. You're trying to get prescriptions from people. You are trying to borrow and beg and steal. And God would say to you today, if you make a choice right now, yes, drive a stake in the ground right now, you can be free from that prescription drug habit. I speak freedom to you right now, whoever you are, in the name of Jesus. And I say that God can cause you to do all things through him, and you can be free. And I pronounce that deliverance and that freedom to you in the name of Jesus. You, the one right there, there may be more than one, but there is one. There's a face I see, and I don't even know who you are. There's a face I see right now before me. It's a woman, middle-aged woman. You're in your 40s, and you have struggled and struggled with this problem for a real long time, and God wants to set you free right now. Be free, be loosed in Jesus' name. There is somebody out there that struggles a lot with nicotine addiction, and it is so hard on you. You can't go a few minutes. You're a chain smoker. You're a 3 or 4 pack a day one, and God wants to deliver you right now from the chain smoking. Right now, just reach out and accept it. You can do this thing. You can be delivered right now in Jesus' name. Speak the name of Jesus. God would not call this out if he wasn't going to deliver you. So claim your deliverance right now in Jesus' name. There is somebody else out there with depression that is so bad that you stay in bed most of the time. God wants to deliver you right now. I speak the name of Jesus over your mind, over your emotions right now. In the name of Jesus, be set free from that depression. Be set free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There's somebody with a very, very strong cocaine habit. And this has caused you to steal from people, from your relatives. It has caused you to be bound up for a number of years. You have stolen from people that you love, and God wants to set you free right now. I declare freedom over you in the name of Jesus, because all I have to say is the name above every name. I speak the name Jesus over you, the cocaine addict, right now. Be set free. Be healed. Be set free. There is somebody who drinks every night. Every single night. You take a night off once in a while, but basically you are addicted to alcohol, and God wants to set you free. This moment, I speak the name Jesus to you. Trust in God. He wants to deliver you right now from the alcohol problem in your life. You do not have to live like this. You are escaping reality through alcohol, and by 10 or 11 o'clock at night, you are in another place, and you're not even thinking about your issues because you are so into your drink. And God wants to deliver you right now. I speak the name Jesus over you. You are free. Now walk in it. Walk in it. And here's how you walk in it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. That was not planned in any way. God just brought that. Whoever you are, email me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. I want to hear from you, and I want to minister into your life. pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And I want to talk to you about what it is you just got free from, and we can give you more instruction and help. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3 and look at verse 5. With me right now. And it says this: trust God from the bottom of your heart. Dear one, if you just got set free from something, or if you're struggling right now and you say, I need to be set free, but you didn't say anything to me. Well, I don't have to do that, because God is speaking to your heart. And here's the answer. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Now, that's a lot of trust. When you trust somebody from the bottom of your heart, man, if they tell you something, you believe them. Right? I mean, when you're trusting from the bottom of your heart, that is like with all that is within you, you trust them. Okay? Don't you have people like that in your life? When they tell you something, you believe them. And they say, well, no, I didn't mean that by that. I meant that. And you go, sure. Okay. I trust you, because I trust you from the bottom of my heart. Guys, we have to learn to trust God from the bottom of our heart, that he is going to deliver us from these things that control us. And the rest of this verse says, don't try to figure out everything on your own. Praise God, because we try our best to figure it out on our own. We try our best. Oh, if I do this, if I do that, if I want to. And God says, don't try to figure it out. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. Dear one, God has an answer for your issue, for your addiction, for your habit. Listen for God's voice. He's the one who will keep you on track. I love this. This is not the scripture I was going to teach on just now. God took me there right now. For somebody out there, for such a moment as this, this is for you. It's Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, 7. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God and run from evil. These addictions, these habits are evil, guys. If they keep your attention off of God and they keep you in a place where you are not praising God and living in victory, they are evil. Whatever it is that comes before your relationship with God, you got to do something about it, because God wants to be number one in your life. And it says, the rest of this verse, your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first, the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. That's saying, give God your finances. Give to him. Honor him with your finances. Honor him with your time, with your attention. Talk to God. He wants to do something in your life that is fresh and new today. And those of you that God just spoke to, claim your deliverance right now by faith. Walk in it. God has an answer for you. We will be right back, but I want you to hear this song, You Are My King. This is going to bless your socks off if you have any on right now.
Spirit is within me because you
And all I do, I honor you. That's what it's all about, isn't it? I want to honor you, God. I don't want to live the way I've always been, right? I want to be a different creation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it's something to think about, that a king would die for us.
Amen.
You know, he didn't die to get his way to heaven.
Right.
God did not send Jesus to live here 33 years and teach us and then take him to heaven by him dying on a cross. That's not his mode of transportation to get back with the Father. Right. He could have simply flown up through the clouds.
Right.
The purpose was to die for us.
Amen.
It was just that blatantly simple.
Yes.
He did die for us. The King of the universe, the creator
Amen.
Of everything that we see, everything that we'll ever see,
right.
sent a part of himself and he died for us.
Amen.
If that doesn't turn something in you.
He loves us that
he
much.
Loves us
every
that
single one of
much.
Us that he would die on a cross
yes.
for us.
Which means if he will do that
right.
over 2,000 years ago
right.
for us to be this close to him now, that any addiction,
right.
habit, malady that we have that needs to be overcome, illness, whatever it is,
right.
he has more than enough power
Amen.
To accomplish that in us.
Amen.
And
more
than enough.
Wow.
If that line in that song that says, it's my joy to honor you and all I do, I
Amen.
Honor you, if that doesn't
oh,
feel...
that's
if it,
good.
You
that
know,
fits in.
The
yeah.
first time that I sang that, I'm like, ooh, that kind of, ooh, I don't know if I do honor you and all I do, God.
Push you out of the comfort
you know,
zone.
But, you know, yes. proclaim that
yes,
in all I do,
joy.
God, it's my joy to honor mm-hmm. you. I'm going to do that in all I do, I honor you. Say it, even if it doesn't feel good right now. Keep saying that over and over, God.
Yes.
It's my joy to honor you, God. It's
Praise
my joy
God.
And all I do, I honor you. Say that your mind, your spirit will start to believe it
yes,
and it will start doing that. And I've got to finish Proverbs.
Go ahead.
Proverbs 3, probably about 11 and 12.
Go ahead.
The very end, after we talked about your barns will brim over, your vats will brim with new wine, it says, but don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't
oh.
sulk under his loving correction.
All right.
If the child he loves that God, it's the child he loves that God corrects. A father delights in behind, I'm sorry, a father's delight is behind all of this. So
Praise
his,
God.
It's his loving correction. So if this is hard, because I know, I mean, this is a hard topic,
yes. right?
Thinking about giving up the pleasures in your life that it's like the thing you run to
right.
when you just don't want, you know, that's a hard topic, but don't sulk back at this no. correction. Don't do that. Know that it comes from God's
Amen.
Loving heart. And I've just got to take us to Ezekiel.
Go
for
ahead.
months, God's been bringing me here. And I'm like, okay, God, what you telling me? And there's this specific verse that I'll just open up my Bible and, you know, be praying, open up my Bible and I come to this. And
you come to
and
the same
I have
verse?
Checked. My Bible is not like bent in that place or anything. It just...
it might be now.
No, it's really not.
Because you've gone there so many times.
But in Ezekiel 20, it says, at this time I told them, and God's taken the children of Israel out and he's promised them the land of milk and honey, right? And he says, at this time I told them, get rid of all the vile things that you've become addicted to. Don't make yourselves filthy with the Egyptian no god idols, you know, those things that we're addicted to. Don't make yourself filthy with them. I alone am God, your God. And this is all about putting God first in our life. And I'm not going to read too much of it, but I want to tell you this, because they didn't do it. They didn't get rid of the things they were addicted to. And God said, I seriously considered inflicting my anger on them in force right there in Egypt. But then I thought better of it. I acted out of who I was and not out of how I felt. I acted in a way that would invoke honor and not blasphemy. And
Praise God.
You know, I've read that so many times and it just reminds me, because that isn't that what our addictions are? We act out of how we feel.
Right.
We want to
yes.
feel different.
Yes. We want to feel
and
different.
And so we act out
yes.
of it. And if the God of the universe didn't destroy them, and he's not going to destroy us for,
right.
For this, he's saying, I didn't do that. I was angry about it, but I didn't destroy them.
Right.
He acted out of who he was. And who is God? What is the one word that can describe
Amen.
God?
Love.
Love.
Amen.
God is love. So this is what we need to remember, that we need to act out of who we are. And who are we? We are children of
Amen.
That God of love.
Amen.
So we need to act out of love for ourselves.
That's right. Because if we don't, right there you just said, God's not going to destroy us for this. Well, he doesn't even have to worry about that now, because honestly, the sad reality is if we don't break these addictions, we're slowly destroying ourselves.
Yeah.
We're only defiling ourselves and keeping ourselves farther and farther from God.
And that's right. Satan's plan, right? To come to
and
kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right.
Amen.
And our bodies glow with health and our bones vibrate with life when
yes.
we are next to him.
Amen.
When we cleanse ourselves from those things, when we continue to press on. Because, you know, the scripture that you just read in Proverbs tells us, run from evil and don't assume that you know it all, which is really important for us to know. If you're sitting there, dear listener,
Yes.
Saying to yourself, yeah, but I've tried to give that smoking right. habit up, or I've tried to stop overeating, or I've tried exercise. I've failed 150,000 times. You don't know how many times and how hard I've tried.
Right.
You don't know, Cricket, how long and hard I've tried.
Right.
You're right. I don't know how long. I don't know how hard, but I do know a God that can accomplish that in you.
Exactly.
So don't think you know it all. Just because your past says you could not do it does not mean today's new day
right.
cannot make today the victory that we've already prayed for you, like we reminded you a few minutes ago.
Right.
We've already prayed that victory in you. It is there for you. There's no question about it. Trust the Lord that victory is there. He wants
Amen.
It. He has it in a box, bow tie. It's all wrapped up beautiful. His hands are extending it to you right now. You just have to receive it.
There might be some out there, though, right now that have never accepted Jesus as their personal
That's right.
Savior.
That's right.
And I've got to tell you, it starts there.
That does.
You know?
It does.
That's you right. can determine all day long, but it's, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a child of God, well, you are simply by the fact that you're born on this planet, but to be a real child of God and go to heaven and live eternal life with him, live in heaven forever, you need to make a decision.
Yes.
You need to drive a stake in the ground. There
That's
we
right.
are again today, right,
right
now. And I believe there's some folks out there, Cricket and Kristen, right now listening to us that do not understand that it starts with a commitment to God. Then you can draw on his strength.
That's right.
Okay?
You
it
have
starts
to get
with
in.
That commitment.
You have to get into the fold.
Exactly.
That's right. You have to invite him in.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's just like when we first started, where did we talk about... I'm looking at my notes really quick. There was a place where we talked about it starting with admitting that I can't do it on my own.
Right.
I can only do it through God. Well, you can't start with God until you start with God.
So you, start
you have
with
to
God.
Start with God by salvation.
Well,
exactly. And inviting him in.
It's about a choice, too.
Right.
Our
is.
Addictions are about a choice to All do
right.
that. And this is about saying, I don't choose that. I choose God.
That's
Amen.
Right.
This is about saying, I choose God in my life.
Yes.
It doesn't even have to be. It is about what you
That's
do
right.
choose. And what you do choose is God in your life through Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for our sins.
Right.
But what do you say to those out there that are saying, you know, but I don't know that God can help me with this problem. I just don't see that. I don't get it, you
right.
know?
Well, you can't get it until you experience it.
Amen.
And it has to start with salvation.
It does.
And you have to
yeah.
trust on all of this knowledge that we bring week after week
right.
of the truth. And there,
right.
I'm telling you right now, friend, there's only one truth out there. There's rather truth or lie. And
right.
there's only one truth, right? If a statement is true, that there's only that one true statement. Any
right.
other statement made that's different from that is false. And you can make up a million different statements, but there's only one true statement.
My shirt is either navy or it's navy, right?
It's navy, right?
It is
exactly.
navy, right?
It is.
It's a Nike shirt, isn't it?
I'm not
nice?
Colorblind.
You like it?
Yes, it's very
yes,
nice.
Yes, it's a Nike shirt, and it's navy.
Truth is truth, and God's
right.
word is the only real truth.
But if I said to you, but my Cricket, what's the matter with you? My shirt is really red.
Then you're...
wrong,
right?
In living in false,
okay.
Right.
And that's
in the
seeing it, you're seeing it the way you want to see it,
right?
And that's what
right.
and we discussed that earlier. That's
yeah.
what addiction is too. It's believing
yes.
a lie,
right?
It's believing a lie and not choosing to turn to Jesus because
right.
you're afraid of that, or you don't believe, or you're believing a lie. Then if you don't do that,
that's right.
But
I think,
you can do that.
And I think a lot of people, when it comes to the salvation thing, I think one of the biggest hindrances is they realize that, and they know. Once they realize, then they're knocking on that door of, am I going to choose salvation? Am I going to actually do this and ask Jesus to come into my heart? They know a change is on the rise.
Right.
And that can scare people because
yes, it can.
I am defined as this.
Right.
But after I invite Jesus in, I might have to look like that.
Right.
And that scares them. That very first song that we played says in the chorus, all of my life I've been hiding, wishing for someone just like you.
Yes.
And we do that. We hide right. from that. And what if there was no peer pressure that way in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Would that make your choice so much simpler? What if there wasn't society or your friends looking in on you, picking over every move you make? Because
right.
that's probably going through a lot of people's minds. Well, but what do I do on Monday when I go back to work? And my friends look at me and I'm like a Bible thumper now.
Yeah.
That scares people.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, it's more important to make a decision on salvation and let Jesus make those changes in you.
Yes.
Don't concern yourself over those things. Over and over the word says, don't worry. Well, then don't worry about salvation.
Amen.
The very beginnings, don't worry about that. Try him.
And once
Try
you make
him.
That decision, then every day, every moment, you turn to him and say, that's hey, right. I'm tempted to do this very thing again, the thing I don't mm-hmm. want to do. I'm here I am that's again, right. God. But see, you have somebody to run to.
That's right.
And without him as your Lord and Savior, you don't have anybody to run to. You're just running. You're doing it in your own strength. And you're going to fail every single time your own strength. You will.
That's right. Our own history shows that.
Exactly.
You know, I think a lot of people don't understand anything about this deliverance thing either.
Right,
we play the song that says, deliver me.
Right.
And I've for some reason, this has been on my mind today, and it's not about an addiction, but I used to be an extremely fearful child.
Okay.
I was so afraid my whole childhood, and actually as an adult, well into my 20s, I was scared. I was scared to be alone. I was scared at night. I would sleep into my 20s, probably 25, 27, something like that. I would sleep with my head under the covers because I was scared. I was just afraid. I was scared, and there would be night after night that I would just sit there and say, well, I remember this as a child sitting there going, Jesus is with me, demons go away. Jesus is with me, demons go away. And just as a small kid, I would say that.
Right.
I knew that, but I was scared, and
fear is horrible.
Fear is horrible, and it's paralyzing.
It is paralyzing.
I mean, I can't describe it. But I'm sure a lot of people understand what I'm talking about if anybody's out there has suffered with fear and that real thing. And I am here, sitting here today to say that I am not a fearful person anymore.
Praise
God. I don't get scared when I'm alone. I'm not scared
at
night.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have the covers over my head every night anymore.
Praise God.
Afraid of who's going to come in my house and attack me.
I
don't have that fear. I have been...
You've been delivered?
I have been delivered from that.
Praise
God. I have been freed from that. And I don't worry about it. It's not a stress in my life. It's not... the nights aren't bad anymore. You know, it's a night and day difference. And that's my example of being delivered from somebody.
You can be delivered from whatever it is.
Whatever those chains were that bound me as a young child and into my adult years, they're broken now.
Amen.
And I don't live with that. And that's the same that can happen for you with your addiction or your depression or your fear or whatever it is that you live with. That's the same thing that can happen for you, is you can be freed from that right now.
Praise God. Let's start right now. Now, for those out there in our listening audience that have never accepted Jesus into their heart, Cricket and Kristen, you're in the studio with me. I'm going to ask you to repeat the prayer so that they know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to go to God right now. We're going to claim and we're going to believe that there are souls across the world, because we are live on TAN Talk Radio here in the Tampa Bay area, but we are live streamed around the world.
Yes.
Every place that there is an internet, we can be heard.
Which is the planet Earth.
The planet Earth. So we are all over the globe right now.
Yes.
There are people that are tuning in that do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. They've never dug deep into that, and they've never put their stake in the ground. So right now, by faith, we're going to pray that prayer. I'm going to ask you guys to repeat it after me, and hopefully they will pray with you right now. Dear God in heaven.
Dear God in heaven.
We come before you now in faith.
We come before you now in faith.
Believing that you are the God of the universe.
Believing that you are the God of the universe.
That you sent your son Jesus to this earth.
That you sent your son Jesus to this earth.
To die on a cross for my sin.
To die on a cross for my sin.
I believe that you raised him from the dead.
I believe that you raised him from the dead.
He is a risen Lord.
He is a risen Lord.
And I believe by faith.
And I believe by faith.
That you can enter my heart and my life.
That you can enter my heart and my life.
I ask you now.
I ask you now.
I invite you now.
I invite you now.
To be my Lord and Savior.
To be my Lord and Savior.
To live on the inside of me.
To live on the inside of me.
To strengthen me.
To strengthen me.
Change me.
Change me.
Make me the person you want me to be.
Make me the person you want me to be.
Forgive me for all the sin I've ever done in my life.
Forgive me for all the sin I've ever done in my life.
And I submit my life to you this day.
And I submit my life to you this day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Souls are saved.
Amen.
And it's just that simple.
And there is celebration in heaven going on.
If there was only one that prayed that prayer.
Hallelujah.
If there was only one, that's all that we
Huge
need.
Huge celebration.
Right?
Yes.
Because God, that is the beginning. That's the step
that's
we must take first. And then what's the next day? You wake up tomorrow and you say, okay, I'm going to overcome this thing, whatever this thing is. What's the next step?
You're going to draw on the strength of God Almighty. You're going to draw on His strength.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to do it on your own.
Right.
And all these words that we said in Proverbs aren't licensed to keep, you know, oh, I'll start tomorrow. But if you fall down and go back to that addiction that you believe you're delivered from right now, on this Sunday, you are delivered from it. If you fall down and fall into that temptation again, you are still delivered from it. You just have to draw on his strength again. If you give up cigarettes at this very moment, as I believe some are out there saying, you're right, I'm done. They're flushing them down the toilet as soon as this radio broadcast is over.
Amen.
If they have a friend offer them one tomorrow and they actually fall and take a puff, you're still delivered. You just put that cigarette as soon as you come to your senses out,
right,
and you draw on the strength of Jesus, because he is right there waiting for you to just turn to him. He's right behind you.
And you know, the next thing that you start to do is you just start to train.
Yes.
I mean, we talked about that, and you don't learn everything all in one day.
That's right.
You know, you just every day wake up and say, okay, God, I want to become who you want me to be.
Yes.
And he's going to start putting the people in your path, and he's going to start putting you where you need to be to learn the things that you need to be.
Got to train.
And you get in a good Bible-based church. And
that's
And you learn to praise God.
Amen.
And you live a victorious life.
Yes. And you realize that putting him first in your life is more important than anything else.
Anything else.
That's hard.
It is.
That's hard for a lot of people, but it's a day-by-day, step-by-step, moment-by-moment thing.
It has to be.
It goes back to the first commandment, right? Don't put any idols before me. And that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. God is a very personal God, and he wants a very personal relationship with us.
Yes.
Amen.
And he knows that we are human and that we have lives here on this earth and that we have jobs to go to and we have families and we have dinners to cook. And all he asks